We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis. And we are beginning Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, five lines from the bottom, at the end of a line, Tana Rabbanim. Tana Rabbanim learned in a Raisa, Moshe Sarabim, Lashe Sarabim, Moshe Sarabim, Moshe Sarabim. Here's a new case. Till now we were talking about throwing from a private domain to another private domain, or Sarabim in between. Now we're talking about Moshe Sarabim, Moshe Sarabim, Moshe Sarabim, Moshe Sarabim in between. So here's also a Machlekes, Machlekes Rebbe and the Chamam. Rebbe Mechayib, the Chamam Paitrim. Zokta Gemara, Rav Shmuel Tavayu, Lechayiv Rebbe, Elav Shishiyachim Makura. Even Rebbe is only Mechayiv by Shishiyachim Makura, only if it has walls and a roof around the Shishiyachid. The Amrina basic command the Malyudami. You look at the house, it's like it's full. Avashayna Makura, if it's not covered, loy. That means Rebbe doesn't hold a Klutu Mishahuncha. Like Tosfos says in Daf Hey, because if Rebbe held Klutu Mishahuncha, he should have argued by Rosh Hashiyachid to Shiyachid Rosh Hashiyachid. So why did he change the case? To say Dafka Rosh Hashiyachid, which has a roof, is command the Mal Yadami, and there Rebbe will hold Yechayiv for throwing into the house and the house out. But if it didn't have a roof, it would not be Chayiv. And they're going to argue on this didn't base command the Mal Yadami. Omer Avchana, Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. So Rav Yehuda comes, Omer Avchana, Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel says about Rebbe, Mechayiv Rebbe Shtayim. Rebbe was Chayiv for two. Achas Mashum Haitza. One Chayiv is because of Haitza, because you took it from the Rosh HaRabim into Rosh HaYachid. Ve'echam Mashum Achnosa. And another Chayiv because it went from in the house to outside. So it's two Chayivim, Haitza and Achnosa. That's what Rav Yehuda Mashmuel said. Pshat and Rebbe. Rebbe says Chayiv means two. Yosef Rav Chana, Vakakash, Leis Rav Chana, a single of his member from Yehuda Mashmuel, and he says, it's fair. Vakash, the Meimra, you tell me, the Chayiv Rebbe told the Makam Av, is Rebbe Chayiv in one Maisa, one Halama, one mistake, a told of Makam the Av? Because we know Achnosa, like we learned yesterday, Achnosa is a told of Havaitza. So you tell me, Chayiv Rebbe told the Makam Av, Vatanya, Rebbe Aimer, it says in the Pasuk, the beginning of a Yakel, Eile had Devarim, Asher Tziva Hashem Laaseh Soisam, and we darshan, Devarim had Devarim, so Devarim is 2, had Devarim is 3, and Eile is 36, 3 plus 36 is 39, Eile had Devarim, Eile Lamentes Velachas, 39 Velachas, Shner Moshe Messinai, teaching us you only chayiv 39, the most you can chayiv at one time is 39, if you chayiv told the Makam Av, it's possible to chayiv much more at one time, because you did a bunch of Avos with all the Toldos, you could chayiv 100 to 100 different Chatayos. So Elamai, Rebbe holds a Nachayiv told the Makam Av. So how can you say Rebbe is Chayiv Shtayim? Rebbe doesn't hold the Chayiv told the Makam Av. Omle Rav Yosef. So this tells Rav Chana, it's because you're being saying over Yehuda Mashmuel on Rebbe. But really, I had it on someone else. Omle Rav Yosef, Mar, Aham Asti, Lava Kasha, Lay the Rebbe Ad Rebbe. You learned that member of Yehuda Mashmuel on Rebbe, and if you had a Kasha, how can Rebbe Chayiv told the Makam Av? Anan Ad Rebbe Yehuda Mashtinin. We had this on the Tana of Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda, Tana of Rebbe Yehuda Bar Eloi. And we had this member of Yehuda Mashmuel, the Yehuda, the Amira of Yehuda Mashmuel, on the Tana of Rebbe Yehuda. Vloi Kashtan, we don't have anything shver. What's Rebbe Yehuda? The Tana of Rebbe. Someone throws something, Meshishu Yachid Shurabim, and didn't just land in Shurabim. It went also for Amas Shurabim, but over Arba Amas Shurabim. Rebbe Yehuda Mechayiv, Vechaman Poitrim. Rabbi Yehuda holds Yechayiv Chayim Paitur. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. So Rabbi Yosef had the member of Yehuda Shmuel like this. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Mechayiv Rabbi Yehuda Shtayim. Yehuda was Chayiv 2. Achas Mashem Haitza, Vachas Shmuel Avara. One Chayiv Haitza, because he carried from Shiyachid and landed in the beginning of Shirabim. Vachas Shmuel Avara. And another one because of being Mavid Al Am Shirabim. Because if it's only Rabbi Yehuda saying only Chayiv one, Machal Rabbanan Patri the Gamri, according to Rabbanan, you put the Machal, why should you put the? You for sure threw into Shirabim. After them, Shiyachu Shirabim. So it must be the Machalikis is Chayiv two or one. So here, Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel says his memra the Chayiv two. You Chayiv one because of Haitzah, and then you Chayiv because of Havara. And how would that work? That would work like with Kluta Kavishoncha. That means, Rafir Yehuda, you throw from Shiyachid, the minute it goes over the ear space of Shirab, the first inch, it's like a lander, Kluta Kavishoncha. So that's Isser Haitza. And now, when it goes for Amis, that's now Havar. And Rabbanah, no, we don't hold Kluta Kavishoncha. We're only Chayiv 1, not Chayiv 2. And so now, this is where Yehuda Mashmuel said his memory. He said his memory on Rav Yehuda Tana that he Chayiv 2. So the Gemara, no, my. Your whole thing is saying chayiv two is because why Rabban argue? I'll tell you pshat. My dumb loyal may lock Rabbi the Chodim chayiv. Who holds the chayiv one? I fear Rabban. Why Potter? Rabban Potter Gamri and Rabban the Potter Gamri. And what's the pshat? Heichem meshkachas lo. Because going to Omar, what he said when he threw it at the nafkal of Shishurabim Tenuach. I wanted to land in the beginning of Shishurabim, and it went flying further. So he didn't do his machshava. So according to Rabban, you part the legamri because you didn't do the machshava. Hakam Mifgi, what's the machlokes? What's Rami Yehuda? Hakam Mifgi, Yehuda Sava, I mean a kuta k'mashoncha. Yehuda says he said kuta k'mashoncha v'savid le'machshavtai, and his machshava was done because there was a kuta. Rabban Sabri, lo yamrin a kuta k'mashoncha, lo yisad machshavtai. You don't say kuta, so machshava wasn't done. I wanted to land right at the beginning of Shirab, and landed 4 amas in, not 8 feet in. Aval told Makamav. Loi mechayiv Rabbi Yehuda. But don't bring me a raya that chayiv told him makama because he's not chayiv two, only chayiv one. And the question over here is, do you say kluta k'mishonuch? And then it's havid machshavta. So Rosh Hashanah explained that even though his machshava was that to really land, lachar to really land beginning of Shira, it didn't really land. It landed 8 amas away. So his machshava wasn't done because of lamdus. He's saying now his machshava was done. So Rosh Hashanah say that here when he threw it that. And he had in mind that the din hanacha should be right when he got in the shirab. That should be the din hanacha, and therefore here the mice is the din hanacha with the Yehuda. So therefore you'll be chay. So the Gemara, no, don't. I'll bring a different ride that he holds. That he chayt hold the makamav. The whole reason why you're saying that pshat over here, Rav Yehuda, is that you only chayv one is because he chayv chayv hold the makamav, and therefore he's saying nubach loikis if it's avida machshav to not. I'll show you from a different place that he holds Yechayev told the Makamav, and then you could learn Rabbi Yehuda Yechayev too. Lois Agadayt, Latanya, we have a Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Tanya Yehuda, Moisif Afa Shevet Vamedaktik. Rabbi Yehuda's Moisif to the Isserure Shabbos, Shevet and Medaktik. And the Gemara right now thinks it means as a tolda. Shevet and Medaktik, or you take a certain type of stick with a sharp edge, and you fix the strings of the loom, either the horizontal strings or the vertical strings. Shevet is on the shesi, and Medaktik is on the Erev. Different strings. Rashi Tupshat and Medaktik, it means either the Erev after it's already woven in, or it means on the shesi after it's put into the loom, but different pshat and what it means. But Shevet and Medaktik are different ways of straightening out the strings of the loom. So he's meister, they're both usher on Shabbos. So Amr Loi, the Chum said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Shoivit Harei B'chal Mesach. Shoivit is a clue already in Mesach. And Medaktik, Harei B'chal Oireg, it's part of weaving. Mesach means setting up the loom, and Oireg is weaving. He's saying Shoivit's already part of the Isser of setting up the loom. And Medaktik is B'chal Oireg. So what's the Machlekes Yehuda and Chum? My love, Dav Vino Tavayu. He did it both together. He did together Mesach together with Shoivit. You see, Rabbi Yehuda told him makamav. According to Rabbanan, saying no, it's included in it, so it's not chayiv told him makamav. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda holds chayiv told him makamav. If you say that, you can say he's chayiv too before by haitzah. So I don't know. You're making a mistake. You're learning pshat the moisiv after shevet wrong. Mamai, I'm not talking about a case where he did a told him makamav. Talking about he did it by himself. Rabbi Yehuda told him makamav loy mechayiv. You're not chayiv told him makamav. So what's the machlokes? The machlekes is it a avanat of hakamifigli? The Yehuda saw the hani avos dinu. Rabbi Yehuda holds shevet and medaktek are avos. Rabbanan savi hani told us dinu. Told us teida the tani Rabbi Yehuda moisiv. Says Yehuda was moisiv shevet and medaktek. Yamis b'shloim avos my moisiv. Why do we moisiv? Moisiv avos. We moisiv more avos. So the Yamis told us my moisiv. What's also moisiv? So coming out that Rabbi Yehuda taka holds the shevet and medaktek are avos. And Tosis then asked, what exactly is the Gemara saying, La'olam, the Avdal HaChudei HaHaloChudei? You didn't have to say that. You could say, really, he did it together with the Shevet, with the Mesach, and he did it together with the Oireg, and still Yechayev too, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Not because it's told the Makamav, because they're both of us. So Tosis says, take out that Girsa, La'olam, or Tosis, don't upshot, I and Shom, look at Tosis, my love. But upon what does come out in the Cheshvin is like this, that we have no Raya of who the holds Yechayev told the Makamav, and therefore, there's no reason to say Chayiv Shtayim before, only Chayiv 1, And the machlokes is v'savi the machshav tainat, because machlokes is included to be shochet kedami. So at the end of the day, Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel's memro says yichayev shtayim didn't work out either way for sure. It didn't work out on Rabbi because Rabbi is not chayev told him makamav, and it didn't work. And it's not muchach that would work out on Rabbi Yehuda because maybe Yehuda only chayev one, and you have no right that he holds chayev told him makamav. So the Gemara writes, "Itmar Nami Rabbi Beis Amar Tavar L'Chayv Rabbi Yehuda Le'Achas." But Taka have Rabbi says the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda, in the case of throwing something into Shirab and it goes down Ram, it's only Chayv one. Only Chayv one. Only Chayv one Chatas. That means if you throw something into Shirab and it goes extra for Ram, it's only Chayv one for Haitzah. Alts Klutuk Mishuncha. There's no Chiyuv for Avar. Only if you're Rashi, you might sell like a item card of Chayv Rehudu Shtayim in the Havamina. They said Rehudu is Chayv two. One for Haitzah, the land of Shirab, and then another for the Fuamis of Havara. So I don't understand, Dr. Ravina. I don't understand. How can you be Chayv two? Ilach Kabayalei, Lach Aloy Kabayalei. If you wanted to land in the first inch of the Shirab, so I don't want it Fuamis later. And Ilach Kabayalei, if I wanted Fuamis later, Lach Kabayalei, I don't want it to land the first inch. So I can't be Chayv for Havara either way. I can't be chayv avar either way. I'm not trying to throw it so far. I'm not trying to throw it so far. Where do I want it? I want it here or I want it there? So, ilach kvar lelach 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 lelach. On Malay, the case would be the chayv too is v'ayim v'kol mokoyim shetirtze tenuach. He said, I don't care where it lands. Wherever it lands is good. And therefore, it's a ki machshava on both things. Because here, he'll first be hatzah and then it'll be avar dal amis when it goes further. So the Gemara Vaita, Pshita, one case is Pashit. Then the Skavan Lizraik, at least now the Gemara thinks it's Pashit. Gemara's Mechayz in a second. But Pshita, Skavan Lizraik Shemoina. Someone throws, this is someone standing in Shirabim. We know, Havar Shirabim is 4 Amos. He stands in Shirabim, tries to throw something 8 Amos, which is double the Shia. You don't need so much. He's trying to throw 8 Amos. Zorak Abba landed up only going 4 Amos. He didn't have such a good arm, only went 4 Amos. So the Gemara first thinks it's Pashat Eichai, very cost of Shem Shimon. It's the exact same thing like writing Shem Shimon. Someone's trying to write the name Shimon, and he writes Shin Mem. He's already Chayiv. Why? Because Shin Mem is a name, and he even though he's trying to write a bigger name, but he wrote already a name, Eichai. Same thing here, Four Amos already is a Shir Havara, and therefore Eichai, even though it didn't go 8. But the opposite case is Kavan Lizrik Arba. If you're trying to throw 4 Amos, Vizorik Shmoni, you threw 8 Amos, you threw extra Mahal. Million Ha'afik Le'el Maisa, he carried it out, so he's Chayiv. Or maybe you say, no. Maybe you say, no. Oidilma, Hechadabai Ha'alanach Le'Maisa, where he wanted it to go, it didn't go. I wanted it to go only 4 Amos. It went more than I wanted. More than I want this, so there is a shayla if you're chayev or not. So that's the question. Right, the Gemara, both of these cases are not a problem. Lav hayud omle ravino rav ashi, va'omle ba'oime komokim tirtz tenuach. Before the Gemara had a kasha, la'hokalei ba'i, and Gemara says, it has to say, komokim tirtz tenuach. That means, that if it doesn't say that, if it doesn't land exactly where he wants, you're potter. So side of first case, side of second case, you didn't, it's your potter. And even the first case, where you're trying to throw 8 and you threw 4, even though it's b'chla masayimana, even though it's half the way I did, but I didn't want it to land there. So you're part of both cases. Ah, yeah, told me a case, Shem is Shimon, and the other say the same thing. Oh, I want to write Shimon, I wrote Shem, I shouldn't be Chayiv. The Amr is already called Shem is Shimon. No, it's not Shver. Hossav, by Shem is Shimon, Kamal Liksiv Shem, Liksiv Lev Shimon. It's impossible to write Shimon without the word Shem. You have to write Shin, Mem, Ayin, Vav, Nun. So you have to write Shim, Mem. So Shim, Mem, you have to do that always. So that's part of your Kavana always. When you write Shim, you always have to write Shem. So that's part of your Kavana. It's a key of your Kavana. It's a key of your Machshavta. But Hacha, Kamal Zark Abal, it was Zark Tam, you tell me if you don't throw it 4, it doesn't land by 4, it won't land by 8. What are you talking about? You don't have to throw 4 to throw 8. 8 is a whole different thing than 4. It's not, maybe it's included in the airspace, but you don't try to throw 4 to try to throw 8. Therefore, the Gemara says, both cases will be potter. And not like the first Pshita, which said that Yuchayiv, the Gemara comes down here, both cases, you will be potter. One more Gemara, Tana Rabbanon, Tana Braisa, Hazoyrek, Mishasarabim, Lishasarabim, Mishasayachid, Be'emtza, Dalad Amis Chayiv. Someone throws Mishasarabim, Mishasarabim, and Mishasayachid, Be'emtza. Now, we're not going with the Din Kluto, we'll see in a sec, we're not going with Kluto, and we're not going with a basic command of Malia. We're saying over here, you carried in that Shirabim 4 Amos. It was 2 Amos by the beginning. it went over Siyachin and two Amis at the end. So the Gemara teaching us that it's mitzarif the four Amis of both Rishus Rabbims to teach you that Yechayiv. Hazerg was Rabbim, Rabbim Siyach b'Emsa, Dalad Amis, Yuachayiv, Yechayiv, and Shabbos, because it went four Amis altogether. Pachas v'arba Amis, but if it didn't go in Rishus Rabbim, four Amis, it means it only went two Amis here, went across Siyachin, only went one Amma, Yepata. My Kamash Lon, what's the Chiddush? What's it teaching us? Two things. A Kamash Lon, Rishuya is Mistafris. First of all, teaching us that you can mitzarif two Rishus Rabbims, even though it's Yochab Emsa. We had before Shidus Rav Yaisi, in Perak HaMaitzi Yayin, Rishus Rav Yaisi, that if you throw it across a Rishus Yochab, the Yochab is Mafsikit, that you can't mitzarif for two Rishus Rabbims. And here we're saying that you can mitzarif for two. So in that case, we have been talking about that someone took a Chatzi Zayis to one Rishus Rabbim, and another Chatzi Zayis to another Rishus Rabbim, and in between two Rishus Rabbims were Rishus Yochid. He says, you're not Chayiv, because you can't mitzarif both Rishus Rabbims for the two half Azaisim. Well, comparing it to here also, he would hold here also, you can't mitzarif for two Amas here and two Amas here. Well, the Kamash will on this Memra, no, Rishu is Mistarifus. And number two, Lamin Kluta Kamisha Honcha Dami, you don't say Kluta Kamisha Honcha, because if you held Kluta Kamisha Honcha, then Lachaira, here it should be Chayiv, because it's like it landed in the Rishus Yochid. So you should be chayiv even less than four amos, because like a land of shiachet. So it's a tzav achnasa. Kamasal and say kutuk mishon chadamia. And it wasn't much Horowitz speaks that. It must be here the case was is that wasn't makbe where it lands, because if makbe where it lands, you wouldn't be chayiv anyway in rishus yachid, even if you do hold kluta, because I didn't want it to land over here. So you have to say it wasn't makbe where it landed, and therefore it's a raya. You don't hold a kluta mishon chadamia. Other rishonim learned that raya you don't say kluta mishon chadamia is that if you held a kluta, then even by four amos it wouldn't be chayiv, because you can't say there's a tzirif if it landed in between, even though I wasn't my machshava, but if a be'etzim landed in between, you wouldn't be able to have a tzirif of a two amas, and therefore it's a raya, we don't hold a klutuk mishon chadamia, that's a chiddush here. First of all, you don't hold a klutuk mishon chadamia, and second of all that, reshuyos are mitzarfos.